creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
You don't understand. She can keep my jam and my butter and muffins if she wants, but I want that big fatty tote bag back. And do you remember when I got it that day, how precious it was?
Yes. Did you get it?
And I had a choice. No, I did not get it. And I had a choice of several big fatty items, and one of them was a Gentleman Caller book. And I was thinking, I really want that, but it will still be empty and the pages all crumbled to dust before there was an entry in it. So
it's a waste of paper.
Totally a waste of paper. Yeah, so I took the tote bag and I did. I toted it with pride everywhere I went, and those motherfuckers stole it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Do you remember when I got it that day, how precious it was?
Yes. Did you get it?
Rabbit, rabbit. No. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1351 of the BFO for Monday, the 1th of April, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the holiday weekend, and can you hear that? Ha, 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 can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we are in the beginning of a brand new month. Y'all, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it that 2013 is already 25% over. It's done. It's behind us. It's kaput. It's in the books. It's you move forward. Y'all, today is the 1st of April, y'all. It's April Fool's Day, and you may have already gathered that by now. Yes, Big Freddy, you are a fool every day. So, y'all, it was not only is today April Fool's Day, but y'all, it was a big holiday weekend. And y'all, I think it's I think it's appropriate that we start off by telling about it now. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the big holiday weekend started, of course, on Good Friday. And y'all, it was especially good at the coal mine because y'all, they called up and said, okay, everybody, we're dismissing at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, so at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Big Fatty hopped in. Oh, by the way, y'all, when I was talking last week about the anniversarium of the Ford Escape, y'all, I called it the Ford Explosion the entire time, y'all. I know the damn difference. It's just that, you know, the words, they come out wrong. Big Fatty, it sounds like a song lyric. But anyway, I've lost my mind, y'all, but I did hear the error of my ways when I was listening to the Friday little show. But anyway, y'all, so at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Big Fatty went out, got into the Ford Escape, and y'all, I was off to run a few little errands. I had a deposit to make for the horror club at the bank, and y'all, then I went and got gas. Big Fatty, you have enough gas, you didn't need any extra. I meant petroleum. And y'all, that brings me to one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. Y'all, do you have the Discovery card? You know, the Discovery card puts money in a whole new light. Big Fatty. They do something called the cash back bonus. The cash back bonus. And y'all, Big Fatty got his cash back bonus, and y'all, it was like $87 or something like that. And you can either like apply it to your balance on your card, or that is some Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty. And let's see, what was I saying? Oh, but one of the things you can do, like, they have partners that they have the gift cards for, And y'all, I was hoping. I was hoping that the Apple Snack Store would be the one of the partners, because y'all, quite frankly, I'm trying to collect the Apple Snack gift cards, not the iTunes, but the Apple Snack Store, because y'all, I think I've decided that when the next iPad Mini comes out, I'm going to get me one of those, because I think it's going to have one of those rectal displays. And so you know, if it has that, then I'm probably going to get that. But anyway, so I was hoping that that would be one of the gift cards, but it wasn't, y'all. But one of them was for the petroleum. And y'all, you could get a $75 gasoline card for $70 of your cash back bonus. So y'all, that's what I got. And I went and I filled up the Ford Escape. And y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? And y'all picked up a couple of things, because you know I did not go on Wednesday. But y'all, I had to get a couple of cards. Because y'all, my niece has got a birthday coming up. Towards the end of this month, and y'all, then the first weekend in May, y'all, she is gravitating from college. Y'all, it makes me feel old as a snake. Old as a, no, that's mean as a snake. Old as a walnut hillion. But y'all, they had a coupon: buy a card, get a card free. So I wanted to go ahead and get that, and y'all, it expired on Saturday. Y'all, they had the good bacon was still on sale. I got some Brussels sprouts. I got some coleslaw mix. Y'all, I got the, you know, it's the cabbage and the carrots and the red cabbage and all that. And y'all, I had something called the Old Dutch sweet and sour dressing. I just poured that in on top of that and let that kind of sit in the refrigerator. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. Y'all, they had the strawberries on sale, so I got those and cut them up. They still had the apple snack on sale, so I got a few more things of that. And y'all, then I got me a chicken bazoom for my lunch. And y'all, I spent $40.47 and I saved $17.76. Y'all, $17.76. It's very patriotic. Very patriotic. And that's what I did, y'all. And while I was there, y'all, I was in the checkout line. And y'all, I look up, and there goes Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty is walking out of the door of the Von's East. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And y'all, then I kept looking for his favorite dancing girl, Olive, but I didn't see her anywhere. So I returned my attention to the cashier. And y'all, as I swipe my charger plate, I look up, and there goes out the door his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. And so y'all, I carried my provisions out to the Ford Escape, and y'all, I got in it, and I was driving down the road, and I pulled up beside Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and I just waved, hey, Miss Kitty, and then I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, I guess y'all, I went by there, and there was a card, and it's, y'all, it's very interesting. First of all, it's from Massachusetts, y'all, and it's got a crema stamp on it, and it is addressed to Brother Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't know if this is a religious term or not, but anyway, and y'all, we're going to open it right now and just see what it says. Oh, dear Gussie, let's just take a look. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it is a picture of, I believe that is Jesus. Jesus, and y'all, he is a shepherd, and he's looking out over his flock. And y'all, you open it up, and it says, "May your Easter be as bright as the promises of hydrogen. May the Lord guide you to his eggs. Happy Easter. Or is that Hoppy Easter? Big Fatty, we don't know. But y'all, I don't have any idea who it's from. I don't have any idea. I don't know if that's from those scoundrels up there in the New Hampshire. You know, Travis and the former number three fan of the BFO for 2012. Or if this is from it could be from Brian in Boston. You know, he is the unsubscribed, self-appointed resident historian of the BFO. Y'all, but it's a lovely card, and quite frankly, Jesus is kind of hot. Be ready. So, whoever sent that, that's just lovely. And well, anyway, and then on let's see, let's go back to the weekend now. Let's see, what else did we have that evening? Y'all, I watched some of the sports ball on the TV machine. And y'all, I listened to the Faye Driver on the Friday night. You know, he has his carport show on Friday evenings, and y'all, he's not gonna do another one until the end of April. Y'all, he's just, you know, everybody's just cutting back. Everybody's just cutting back, and y'all, I put it on the Twitter. You know, maybe Big Fatty will just cut back to one day a week, you know, because that's what all the cool kids are doing, y'all. That's what all the cool kids are doing, and y'all, I was given a verbal reprimand, immediately. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, listen to that and watch the TV machine, and y'all had a cocktail, had a little Tanqueray and tonic, with two limes, and y'all, I piddled around, and then I was off to bed, and y'all, then I slept in on Saturday morning, and I piddled around a little bit more, and what else did I do on Saturday? I didn't do a whole lot. I didn't do a whole lot. Then on Saturday, let's back up a little bit here now. Did I do any cooking? No, I don't think I did any cooking on Saturday. Y'all, you know that Gavin, who was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all, he's cut back also. He didn't even do a little show on Saturday. No, Big Fatty, he couldn't be bothered. And then Saturday night, met Granny and Miss Porter, and y'all, we went to the too soon. We went to the Dudley Do-Rights, had a couple of cocktails there, and y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely, and then Big Fatty came home, and y'all, I just poured myself into the love chamber. Y'all, by the way, there have been no gentlemen callers all weekend long here at the Fat Cave. So there was you know what bunny rabbits do, Big Fatty. Anyway, then on Sunday morning, y'all, I got up and had my brufkas. And then I cooked me some more fresh Brussels sprouts, y'all. And I used the bacon and onions recipe rather than the recipe given to me by the Vons. Yo. By the way, I do hope, since she's decided to cut back to one day a week, y'all, I'm so afraid that those young children, those darling young children, are just going to be thrown to the road, just thrown aside. But y'all, hopefully that we'll know maybe on the 5th. Who knows? I don't know. And then what have I done? I, I did that. Y'all, I'm cooking me some green beans, and I'm going to have that with my Easter ham. As soon as I finish recording this little show. And so that is pretty much about it, but y'all, I have got something very, very important to tell you. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello, Big Freddy. This is Kim Hill calling. Just to say how much I love you.
I guess, you know, y'all, you may be wondering to yourself, Big Freddy, why are you playing Kim Beaver singing? Well, y'all, I'm going to tell you why. Because, y'all, on Friday night, y'all, Big Freddy, last week was the full moon. And, y'all, strange things happen during the full moon. But, y'all, this is the honest to hydrogen truth. Friday night, I had a dream about the lovely Kim Beaver, and y'all, she was singing a song. She was in a stadium, y'all, and I was in this stadium. I don't know where it was or anything. I'm sitting there, and I was under some sort of tent. I guess that was to protect me from the sun or something like that. I don't know. I'm sitting there, and I don't know what's going on or anything like that. And all of a sudden, there's an announcement. Please welcome to the stage, Kim Beaver. And y'all, Kim Beaver came out on this stage. I had no idea she was there, and y'all, she started singing. I don't know what she was singing, but y'all, she started singing, and y'all, then she looked over at Big Fatty. She evidently knew Big Fatty was there, and gave me a little wink, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, it was just, I, for those of you who analyze dreams, I would love to know. I would love to know what the hell that means, because, y'all, it's weird. It's just weird. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I tell you what, everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people, y'all, they've sent me a link. Evidently, there are two new bacon products out there. One of them is bacon-flavored condoms. Now, y'all, vulgar is all I gotta say, because y'all, I'm sure it's that artificial bacon flavor. And y'all, that's just, I mean, you might as well wrap your weenie in bacon. Ready? The bacon-flavored condoms are out there. And, y'all, there's also a bacon-flavored mouthwash, evidently. So, I don't know if that may be a... Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, that may be an April Fool's prank, but I don't know about that. But y'all, I hope you have a fun-filled April Fool's Day, and I hope you think of Big Freddy as your favorite April Fool. Big Freddy, you're the fattest one anyway. But y'all, have a lovely, lovely Monday. By the way, y'all, March went out like a lamb here in Charleston. I don't remember how it came in, but anyway, Wendy, do you have anything you'd like to say about bacon or getting pork?
Do you remember when I got it that day, how precious it was?
Yes, did you get it?
Oh, getting porked is always precious.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.